Hello, coffee lovers and culinary wizards. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to bring a little extra flavor to your day. Today, we're diving into a summer favorite that's sure to cool you down and perk you up, McDonald's Caramel Iced Coffee. But here's the twist. We're making it at home, and trust me, it's easier than you think. Let's start with what you'll need to capture that iconic McDonald's magic in your own kitchen. Grab some instant coffee granules, caramel syrup, caramel ice cream topping, your choice of milk, a bit of vanilla latte mix, and of course, ice. Optional, but highly recommended for the full experience, are whipped cream and extra caramel for garnish. Ice cubes clattering in a glass. Step one is all about the base, brewing your coffee. Heat your water to about 200 degrees Fahrenheit and dissolve 2 to 3 teaspoons of your coffee granules per cup. This strong coffee base will stand up to the ice and other sweet additions, ensuring a robust coffee flavor. Next, while your coffee is still hot, stir in your vanilla latte mix and a generous swirl of caramel syrup. Add in that caramel ice cream topping and mix until everything's nice and smooth. Now, pour this delightful concoction over 2 cups of ice in a blender, add 1/2 cup of milk, and blend until you achieve that creamy, frosty texture. We're talking about a blend that's smooth enough to make any barista nod in approval. Coffee pouring into a glass. Pour your freshly blended caramel iced coffee into a tall glass. Here's where you can let your inner artist out. Top it off with whipped cream and a drizzle of caramel. It's not just about taste, it's about making it look irresistibly delicious. And there you have it, a homemade McDonald's-style caramel iced coffee that's perfect for sipping on a sunny morning or as a sweet afternoon treat. Remember, the beauty of making it at home is customization. Adjust the caramel, play around with different milks, maybe throw in a little extra ice if you like it super chilled. It's your masterpiece. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I hope you enjoy making and, more importantly, enjoying this delightful iced coffee as much as I do. Be sure to join me next week when we tackle another fun culinary creation. Until then, keep those blenders busy and those taste buds happy.